Welcome back to 20 Days with 1 Peter, blessing and purpose even in the midst of suffering. Today is day 13. Let's start with prayer. Father, please help our Christian marriages to grow strong and healthy with you positioned in the proper place as Lord of all. May we love, cherish, and honor each other as we seek to glorify you. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. Our scripture reading today is 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Reading from the New American Standard Bible. In the same way, you wives, be submissive to your own husbands, so that even if any of them are disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives as they observe your chaste and respectful behavior. Your adornment must not be merely external, braiding the hair and wearing gold jewelry or putting on dresses, but let it be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. For in this way, in former times, the holy women also, who hoped in God, used to adorn themselves, being submissive to their own husbands, just as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, and you have become her children if you do what is right, without being frightened by any fear. You husbands, in the same way, live with your wives in an understanding way, as with someone weaker, since she is a woman, and show her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life, so that your prayers will not be hindered. Sometimes I think perhaps we forget how important it is to read the Bible within the cultural context in which it was written. In the first century Roman provinces to which Peter was writing, it was expected that a good and honorable woman would be submissive first to her father as the head of the household, and then upon marriage that she would be submissive to the authority of her husband. At that time, women in Rome had no political or technically even legal rights. They did not vote, did not hold public office. Roman society viewed them as daughters, sisters, and mothers. While it's true that some, born to families of privileges, enjoyed certain benefits which wealth could buy, even they were considered outside the lines of propriety if they flaunted their independence. Although Roman culture expected women to be faithful, industrious mothers of noble character, generally speaking, very different expectations were placed upon husbands. It was considered normal, and I hate to say this, even somehow appropriate, for Roman men to have mistresses and even personal prostitutes on the side. And we thought modern society had a double standard. In this context, the fact that Christian husbands were instructed to be faithful to and to be considerate of their wives, the fact that a Christian husband was instructed to treat his wife with respect, now that was a significantly countercultural elevation of the status of women in the first century. And that's not all. Peter went on to say that a man's wife was a co-heir of salvation with him. Think about the implication. In respect to our eternal inheritance, his wife is his equal before God. How important is it that the husband show respect for his wife? If he doesn't, God isn't pleased. It can even hinder our prayers. Women, in keeping with the societal structure of the day, were to submit even to unbelieving husbands. Peter says to do this so that even husbands who are disobedient to the word may be won over not by what his wife says, but by her respectful and holy actions. Sound unbelievable? You may be surprised to discover how many truly faithful Christian men were initially won to Christ over the years in exactly that manner. Let's pray. Father, please guide us as we seek to grow into loving, healthy families that glorify your name. We ask this through and believing in your Son, Jesus. Amen. I do hope you have a very wonderful day with Jesus Christ at the center. Thanks for spending some of your time here at 20 Days with 1 Peter.